desire. Naked, the emperor gazes up at the giraffe, wavering on crane legs after days in the dark, waiting. The people, witness, have never seen such a creature. They know what is to come. 50 lions, Commodus, disemboweled in one day, they starved in fury and chains, the music of their dying confused with the calliope crowd, gut-sick and thrilled. And once, the son of Aurelius ran laps around the arena, the fiddlehead neck of the just-slaughtered ostrich brandished before the crowd, a child's toy. But they haven't seen a giraffe before. Somehow kept alive, cross sea, fed leaves and fruit, battered against the almost ark's ribs. And, soon, the beautiful king will spear the towering belly, organs rushing to empty to the sand. Or, maybe, he'll begin by hacking one long leg, the giraffe screaming, bucking as it falls, his neck making a slow, sick curve, the brain case shattering on the sand. Or maybe a man in the crowd will decide he's seen enough, even before the killing has begun, and walk out into the alleys of Rome where someone scrubs the steps of a house not her own. Commodus, of course, tired of slaughtering these innocents out of Africa, starved for his delight. Sometimes he had the city scoured for men without feet, lepers, a boy whose leg had been crushed by a wagon, veterans of the Danube campaigns. And like kindling, bound them to each other, so he could hack them apart with his father's sword. The soul is a vortex, Aurelius wrote, and the entire body prone to decay. All things of the body are as a river, and the things of the soul as a dream. What was it Dad said, the king wonders, scratching his balls, watching the giraffe's body waver against the sky, about how we should welcome death, about the end of desire and its emptiness. Of course, I only told you that story so I could tell you this one.